Radio.
Hello and welcome to CryptoCurrent, the only podcast to bring you beginner and advanced knowledge of cryptocurrency and blockchain, analyses of cryptocurrency markets, and discussions on growing a business within the crypto space. Stay tuned and stay CryptoCurrent.
All right. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of CryptoCurrent. Your host here, Richard Carthon. And I'm excited. We have a special guest with us, an international guest with us, all the way, I believe, from Greece, Mr. Alexi. How are you doing today?
Hi, Richard. I'm good, thanks. And yourself? Good to talk to you again.
Oh, yeah. Great speaking with you as well. It was interesting. So Alexi, when he was in town, when he's in New Orleans, he reached out to me and said he wanted to link up. So we did. We went and got some coffee and got to talk about, you know, each other's projects and really connected and had such a great time. I was like, man, I would love to have you on the show. And so, you know, here we are today. Alexi has some really exciting things happening in the crypto space. And so I just wanted him to come on and tell everyone a little about that. So, Alexi, if you don't mind, give us a little bit about yourself. Give us some background.
Yeah, well, my distant background, my qualifications are that I completed my bachelor's in environmental, and I went on to complete my master's in shipping business, chartering strategy. Currently, I'm studying an MSc in digital currencies at the University of Nicosia.
Wow, that's impressive, man. So
yeah.
So with that, how did you get into cryptocurrency? Why are you so passionate about cryptocurrency and blockchain?
I got involved about 18 months ago with Seal Capital. So Seal Capital is basically an investment platform. This is how it started off during the notorious ICO boom in early 2017. Basically an investment platform of tightly knit accredited investors. And it went on to branch off into different things, so consulting, it has an academic arm.
No, I just remember when we spoke about it, there's just so many different layers to what you're doing with Seal Capital. So yeah, go ahead and tell us a little bit more about that. So you started this company early 2017 during the ICO boom. Of course, 2018 happens. Just give us a little bit of a timeline of what happened from when you started in 2017 to the end of 2018 to where you are now.
Okay, so with Seal Capital, it's had to evolve its business model. So in the beginning, it was very successful. Like its investment platform, at one stage was massive. I don't want to say numbers, but it was doing really well. Eventually, we realized that in order to give value back to the space, we're going to have to leverage off this cache of knowledge, that industry knowledge that we've acquired, and try to help projects understand basically, are they offering utility, and are they offering utility that's necessary on the blockchain? So with Seal was the perfect platform to do that, because Seal's basically comprised of 20 members, and the members are distributed all over the world. So we have representation in Africa, Europe, Asia, and the USA, and that gave us accessibility to key projects that we thought had a good offering,
right,
for the space.
Interesting. So with Seal Capital, you have people literally all over the world, and y'all are using the capital that you raised to invest in different blockchain projects.
Mm-hmm. And eventually we managed to branch off into academia too. So we would get like some event support, or through strategic partners and friends, we'd get platforms for either academics or certain of us who would like to give talks and basically spread the knowledge and educate people who don't know about the capabilities of blockchain, or educate people who think that blockchain is there to solve all the problems, when it's not. It's very specific in what it can and cannot do, and it does what it does really well. So for example, we have one member now, he's traveled to Japan, he's giving talks at Ibaraki University to several computer science undergraduates on blockchain and the capabilities of using blockchain to help with your more legacy type verticals that haven't yet incorporated blockchain, and also teaching them on where it's relevant to incorporate blockchain.
Wow. It's really interesting, man. So you've had all kinds of different clients to where you help them get in front of a larger audience to be able to share all the different ways that their blockchain technology can make their lives better.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that we all feel so with SEAL, we all feel that it's a social imperative to spread this the word of blockchain, and basically educate and basically tell them this is what it can do, this is what it can't do. You should use it, you shouldn't use it. You're wasting your time. Traditional methods work more, but you should still know that this is what the possibilities are.
Got you. So now you're starting to work with some clients. Now you've had the capital, and let's go back to the timeline. So 2017, you raised the amount of money you did, and now you're getting with some clients. Now 2018, we all know what happens. The market overall is going down, and you have to make adjustments. So how did you adjust with the times of 2018?
Okay, so obviously the fund needs to, I wouldn't say be sidelined, but you need to make your investments a lot more carefully. So SEAL is structured really well in that it has a due diligence pod, it has scout pods. Initially anyway, it had a scout pod that would go out there. Now it seems like since the bear markets happened, everything is kind of organic. So through our vast contact network of strategic partners and friends around the world who are involved with blockchain, things started coming organically. So things like quality projects that were a possibility to invest in would approach us, or quality projects that needed consulting on structural levels from the bottom up approached us. And that's the difference that I've noticed. I've noticed that the bear market has become a time of more for building on existing relationships rather than going out there and finding, because there's an abundance of options, and no matter where you put your money, you're bound to find some sort of a profit. It's not those times anymore, but it's a very necessary step in the overall process of the blockchain ecosystem.
Definitely. So would you say that the blockchain projects and platforms that are around, they're being built for something great. It's not going so much with the speculation as a more of being built on a foundation that is built to last and to actually have value and be able to be used by multiple people. Because as you know, most of these, not only just cryptocurrency projects, but even some of these blockchain projects, they all have these ideas or these particular value that they're trying to bring people, but they don't have a working product.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that the blockchain, not only blockchain, distributed ledger technology as a whole is actually a really beautiful thing. The fact that suddenly you can govern something in a decentralized manner, that it can be incorruptible, immutable, and just there, without anyone being able to stop it, is really amazing. So when you find a quality project that has something of value to add to humanity, you really want to throw your weight behind it in any capacity that you can. And that might not always be funding, because they might not have favorable terms that fit our investment appetite. But as an ideology, there's always space for improvement and to help and to say, look, you're doing this. You could be adding this to that and increasing the utility.
Right. Okay. So now that you've been able to make your adjustments, I'm sure part of your job is to go and network in different parts of the world and go to some of these different conventions and different events within the crypto space. Give us a little bit of information on that. What have been some memorable locations, events that you went to last year, and some, you know, memorable relationships that have been built from that?
Mm-hmm. So basically, because we're 20 members and we're already decentralized around the world, it's really easy to through our strategic partners to get to attend as many of these events as possible and to have some sort of representation there. I myself last year attended Malta Blockchain Summit. I really enjoyed that. I also attended my favorite event was Decentralized, which happened in Athens, Greece. That was really nice because it was more of a, less of an exhibition of ICO tokens trying to raise funds in a bear market, but more of an educational platform of top educated speakers in their respective industries, spreading the knowledge and giving scheduled talks over 2-3 days. It was really insightful.
That's great. That's awesome. And I think it's really the changing from trying to go out and just purely raise money at a lot of these conventions and changing to the educational piece. I think it's going to be essential, especially coming into 2019. If you want mass adoption, if you want people to truly bring this on, they have to understand it. And most people don't understand cryptocurrency, blockchain, or, you know, how it all works and where it's all headed, decentralized way of processes and ledgers and everything like that. Anytime you hear like some of these buzzwords and, you know, with throwing this conference I'm about to do, when I talk to some people, it's very interesting to see how, you know, initially they're just, you know, oh man, like, yeah, that I've never heard of that. Or like, I've heard of it, but I don't understand it. And until we can truly break down those barriers and put into simplified terms and then go bring them a little bit step by step down the rabbit hole to make them truly want to learn more and dive deeper into all of this, not just technology, but opportunity, I think that's when we're really going to start seeing the change in a lot of people starting to know more about the space.
Absolutely. And what I like about Seal is that the members are relatable. So you have people coming from your traditional legacy companies that have skill sets that span investment management or management consulting, marketing, private equity, IT. You have these people who know how to do things the traditional way and are trying to educate those same verticals on how to incorporate blockchain where applicable.
Definitely. So on a personal note, so as you're starting to dive deeper into the space, what are some projects that are on your mind? What are one of the different blockchain technologies that you're looking into that has you really excited?
Okay, I'm advising various projects. If I had to choose one that sticks out at the moment, it would probably be Barter Trade. So Barter Trade is an Asian project that's about to incorporate in Estonia because of favorable regulation. It's basically a 21st century digital asset exchange is their slogan, and they actually are truly revolutionary in that they provide many of the advanced order systems that you'd have to find through APIs if you were using some of the other bigger exchanges, like trailing stop losses, or they have many features. You should definitely go and check out their website. It's bartertrade.io.
Definitely. Yeah, I'm going to have to check that one out. That's real interesting. So, for 2019, as early as January, what is on the horizon for 2019 in the space that you are very hopeful for, or that you think could happen this year?
I think that the Token Taxonomy Act that's recently been presented in the US is quite exciting, in that it can change the 72-year-old view of what a security is when it comes to digital currency. So basically what the securities definition of cryptocurrency is. And I think that that's really important because we're using more traditional regulation to try and regulate something that's completely new. There's many things that could happen this year. There's trends. People are talking about STOs, security token offerings. There's EFTs, exchange-traded funds, ETFs, sorry, exchange-traded funds. It's a constantly evolving space. It's difficult to keep up. It's difficult to know of exactly what's coming, but it's important to always try educate yourself on the various proposed regulation in different parts of the world, especially the US. When it comes to regulation, I think most people look to the SEC, and not only the SEC. I mean, the US regulation itself is is quite fragmented. So you have the SEC, you have the CFTC, you have the CFPB, and it's important to try and grasp each one of their views and all regulating authorities in important parts around the world to try and understand the landscape that's set and where exactly this is headed.
Definitely. And to piggyback off of that, I do think that regulation this year is going to be huge for 2019, just seeing not just how the United States, but how some other big players in the international space decide to rule on how they want to treat cryptocurrencies and some of these blockchain projects. I think that this could be a very big year in the sense of how the government responds. There could be a lot of price action that could occur later on in the year once they make a firm decision one way or another on how they want to treat this.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree.
So Alexei, appreciate a lot of your time, and I really want you to take a moment to give us a final thought for our listeners. What is one either piece of advice or something to keep on their brain for the upcoming week? What's something you want to leave with them?
I'd probably say the theme of our talk has been education and basically spreading the knowledge, learning yourself the capabilities of blockchain, getting involved wherever you can. I mean, whether it's in forums or there's various initiatives. I mean, I can tell you of 4 or 5 initiatives that I myself am involved in where you can discuss with like-minded people. And eventually, it's hopefully the common voice of all these people and of all this knowledge that's going to be heard and drafted into frameworks that will direct where blockchain's headed.
Definitely, and I appreciate you leaving that final thought in the education space because it's important. Knowledge is power. And yes, surrounding yourself with either forums or other people who want to discuss and enlighten each other within the discussion is extremely powerful. So, you know, thank you for parting that wisdom on us. And everyone, please listen to that and keep educating yourselves and sharing not just this podcast, but other forms of information with one another so that we can all keep growing together. So, Alexei, thank you so much for taking the time with being us all the way from Greece. What time is it over there right now, mind me asking?
It's 9:30 in the evening.
So, Alexei, again, thank you so much for spending some time with us. I know you have a ton of initiatives that you're in. Can you give us a little bit more information about that?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I'm a contributor at the European Union Blockchain Observatory and Forum. I contribute at the Hellenic Blockchain Hub, at the Fed Payments Improvement Initiative, which is actually in the US, the Brooklyn Project, which is a consensus initiative. There's tons of them out there. if you just look, there's tons of these places of like-minded people where you can just meet and discuss really pressing matters that are really going to define the future of blockchain.
Beautiful. Well, again, Alexei, thank you, and everyone, stay CryptoCurrent. Hi, everyone. Thanks for listening to another episode of CryptoCurrent. For more information on this episode and all of our episodes, please visit us at www.crypto-current.co. Stay up to date with the latest news in cryptocurrency by signing up for our newsletter. You will receive a daily email Monday through Sunday that is personalized and curated content specific to you and your interest, powered by artificial intelligence. Get your tickets today. We are throwing the first cryptocurrency and blockchain conference in New Orleans in March 2019. You can get your tickets today at www.crypto-current.co.
This has been another episode of Crypto Current, bringing you one step closer to becoming a crypto and blockchain aficionado. We look forward to giving you the latest in crypto news and analyses next week. Stay Crypto Current.
Use available exits now.